W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of 2 O'Clock Boy by M.K. Hill, narrated by Stephen Perring. Time shall unfold what plighted cunning hides, who cover faults at last shame them derides. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. The English Channel, 1986. The boy loved his parents more than anything on this earth, and so he had to kill them. Perched on the edge of the bunk, he listened to them now, to the squeak of their souls on the deck above as they threw recriminations back and forth in voices as vicious as the screeching seagulls wheeling in the sky. He heard the crack of the sail in the wind, the smack of the water against the hull, inches from his head, a soothing, hypnotic rhythm. Slap, slap, slap. Before everything went wrong, before the boy went away as one person and came back as someone different, they had been full of gentle caresses and soft words for each other. But they argued all the time now, his parents, too stridently, loud enough for him to hear, and the quarrel was always about the same thing. What could be done about their unhappy son? He understood that they wanted him to know how remorseful they were about what had happened, but their misery only made him feel worse. He couldn't remember the last time he'd been able to speak to them, to utter a single word, and the longer he stayed silent, the more his parents fought. The boy plugged his fingers into his ears, closed his eyes, and listened to the dull roar within him. His love for them was untethering, drifting away on a fierce tide. Slap, slap, slap. A muffled voice. Darling? The boy's hands were pulled gently from his face. His mother crouched before him. Her eyes were rimmed red, and her hair was plastered to her face by sea spray, but she was still startlingly beautiful. Why don't you come up top? Her cold fingers tucked a loose strand of his hair behind his ear. For a brief moment, he felt a familiar tenderness, wanted to clasp her to him and ignore the bitter thoughts that churned in his head. But he didn't. He couldn't. It had been weeks since he'd been able to speak. A shadow fell across the hatch. His father's voice boomed.
Is he coming up?
Please, let me handle this. His mother barked over her shoulder, and after a moment of hesitation, the shadow disappeared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?